Hey guys, this is Jimmy Mattingly coming at you with your Crappie Monster Fishing Report. Make sure to tune in right here on WXBC every Thursday morning right around 8:30 and find out what's going on down at the lake. Well, right now, guys, I've been preaching flip bobber for the past few weeks. I went out the other day up here on row, and the fish wanted to bait moving. So we were casting at these piles. And they're still hanging around 8 to 10 foot deep on main lake structure, but they are wanting the baits moving. So tie you on a weedless jig, one of the Moondust Glow Crappie Monster small fries, or the Chartreuse and Pearl small fry, and cast into it and just drag it through the pile. They are wanting it in motion, and that's the way that I was catching our fish. We went out for about 2 hours just a couple of days ago, and we caught one person limit in 2 hours, and we did throw all the 9-inch fish back, so our limit was all over 10. Bass, when the sun up, they've been underneath the docks, from what that I can understand from some of the bass guys. They've been catching them burning spinnerbaits by them, just as fast as you can reel, just to get a flash and a reaction bite from them. The catfish seem to be biting more at night around rock ledges close to deep water. All the fish seem to be concentrated around the main lake and not up the creeks right now. So when you go fishing, concentrate on the main lake. And again, you'll have to go early to beat the boat traffic, or go late and just try to stay away from the other boats to keep you from rocking and tearing your stuff up. But there's your Crappie Monster Fishing Report for this week. Have fun, be safe, and as always, guys, wear your life jackets. We'll see you next week. Thanks.